So, with your success, especially on public land, which is unreal, how do you pick units when you're looking to apply for tags?
Well, I haven't really been real successful drawing tags. Everybody thinks that I do. I've had two Arizona tags, one Utah tag, and then Nevada tag, and two Wyoming tags. And the first tag that I ever drew was in 2005. So I really don't get to put in. I put in for the Missouri breaks, but for a resident, it's 100% draw if you make it your first pick. And the reason that I do hunt there is there's good bulls, and the country is not as steep as it is in the western part where I was, high elevation. I like the 3,000 feet, in Wyoming when I was up there the last couple of years when I was camped at 9,400 feet. That's a little hard on an old fat guy. But as far as, I would not ever put in for a tag that I did not have. Know that somebody else has hunted there. If I know somebody has hunted there, that's when you put in a tag. You got all these tag services like, the Cabela's thing and Garth Carter and all these tags, application services. When you're having them put in for you, you're going into every hunt blind, But if you know somebody that's hunted an area and it's been a good area, it's like New Mexico. I drew a Unit 15 elk tag in New Mexico, and I had buddies who had hunted it, just a few years before, and I forgot about the New Mexico tag. So, but anyway, I drew that tag. I get down there to hunt. The Fish and Game has opened up a damage hunt. Now, this area is muzzleloader and archery only, and it has been for years, but the Fish and Game sold 2,500 landowner tags to clear up damage that the elk were in the hayfield. And they shot 2,500. I don't know if they killed the whole 2,500 elk, but they should have made them cow tags. Instead, they made them elk tags, and the landowner sold them. And then we had several hundred rifle hunters in there and ruined the hunt. I won't put in for New Mexico again because of that. You get an area that they advertise as are never gun hunted and find out that not only has it actually been gun hunted, it was damage hunted 3 weeks before you got there. That's a pretty bad thing.